Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. I want to start a new message today talking about the blood of Yeshua, how powerful it is. Go with me to Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers to feed his church, which he has purchased with our own blood. So this blood that flowed through Yeshua is the Father's blood. That's what makes it so powerful. Hallelujah. All right, I want to talk about different aspects of the blood in the Word, how it's pointing to the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Number one, the first act of worship in the Bible was that Abel offered up a burnt sacrifice. And so the covering with the blood of Yeshua brings us into a higher level of worship, a higher level of praise, singing songs about his blood. But as you sing songs about his blood, know that it's the Father's blood. Give him all the glory and the praise and the honor that flowed through Yeshua. Hallelujah. And number two, when Abraham was willing to offer up Isaac as a sacrifice, the blood of a ram spared Isaac. We are spared through the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So important. And number three, on the original Passover in Egypt, the blood of a lamb didn't just spare the life of one person, but a whole nation was spared and delivered them and were delivered from bondage. We too have been delivered from bondage through the blood of the Father. Hallelujah, that blood that's still flowing. See, that the Father had a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And he showed me that his blood was flowing before the foundation of the world. Before Yeshua was born. That blood is just so powerful. It emanates from the Father. And it was spilled to Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Exodus chapter 24. Go with me to Exodus chapter 24. Exodus chapter 24, verse 6. And Moses took half of the blood and put it on in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people. And they said, all that the Father has said will we do and be obedient. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Father had made with you concerning all these words. Then went up Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the Father as under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone. And as it were, the body of heaven in his clearness. So this blood brought them to the point where they had an audience with the Father. See, the blood brings us closer to the Father. Hallelujah. It's just so very important. Hallelujah. And number five, the first piece of kind of furniture in the tabernacle was the altar where they slew the animal. And the blood was sprinkled on a mercy seat in the Holy of Holies once a year on a Day of Atonement, a Yom Kippur. Hallelujah. And this blood was sprinkled for the sins of the people for the subsequent year. Hallelujah. It never wiped away the sins. It covered the sins. And this blood of an animal is pointing to the blood of Yeshua, which wiped out all the sins, not just for 1 year, but forever. Hallelujah. And in 1 John 1, 7, the blood continually cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, 7. Hallelujah. And in Hebrews 9, 22, the word says that almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Hallelujah. See, after we turn our flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua, then we can apply the blood. We can apply that blood as an offensive weapon, not just a defensive weapon. An offensive weapon. You can apply it over your checking account, over your finances, over your mind, over your body, over your marriage, over your children. Hallelujah. I'm sure when they were praying for Saul, who later became Paul, that they prayed for that blood to just knock him to the ground. And the blood did knock Saul to the ground and blinded him. And he had to go to Ananias, and the Father used Ananias to lay hands on him to bring his sight back. But the blood, you can use the blood as an offensive weapon. You could put it on your job. So, Father, as I go to work today, Father, I apply the blood over everything I do at work today. Let me make no mistakes. Every assignment, apply the blood over my boss, over my coworkers. I'm not saying that they're saved, but it'll still have such an effect of protecting you and as an offensive weapon, keeping them at bay. Hallelujah. It's so powerful that you use it. You remember when they were leading Yeshua up the hill to die for us, his blood was falling on the ground, protecting everybody who was putting him to death. That's how powerful that blood is. And when he was up there, hanging up there, and they were gambling for his robe, that blood was falling down on a robe on them, protecting them from being killed. Hallelujah. It's such a powerful weapon. And as a matter of fact, when Yeshua was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was sweating great drops of blood. That was his Father's blood that was flowing through him. Hallelujah. Coming out of his pores, protecting him. Because the enemy, Satan, wanted to kill him before he became a sacrifice for us. It's so important that you use the blood. Hallelujah. Before you go to sleep, when you wake up, just apply that blood and praise him for his blood. See, so many people try to use wine, as most people know it, fermented, to be a symbol of his blood, but wine is dead, dried up grapes. See, I did a study entitled Wine is a Mocker. It's on my website, on the henrywalker.org, on the messages. And you can see that the word in the Old Testament for wine fermented and unfermented was the same word. And in the New Testament, the same word for fermented and unfermented. But you have to look at the context of how it's being used in the word to determine whether it's fermented or unfermented. When Noah got drunk on wine, that was fermented. When the babies were crying out because they had no wine, that was grape juice. Where the grapes are called wine on the trees. What they used to do is used to squeeze the grapes, make it into a liquid, and they would boil it, make it into a paste, and would put this paste into a new wineskin so it wouldn't ferment, and then would squeeze it and add water to it to make a drink. That's exactly what Yeshua did at the wedding feast of Cana. He made the gel and said, now you add the water, and it became a tremendous drink. Because he wasn't going to make it into fermented wine, because those wedding feasts went on for about 3 days. And he wasn't going to make them more intoxicated. The miracles that Yeshua did always enhanced the life of people, brought healing, brought clarity to their minds, set them free. He wasn't going to give them something that's going to destroy the cells in their minds. Even Yeshua, at the Passover, before he offered up his life, he said, I'm not going to drink of the fruit of the vine anymore. You see? So, hallelujah. It just, you have to read that message. It'll just help you so much. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. And number six aspect of the blood in the word pointing to the blood of Yeshua. In Joel chapter 2:30, the word says, there'll be blood, fire, and smoke before the coming of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I mean, we can see by this that covering ourselves with the blood enhances our worship enhances our worship of the Father, and can bring more power into our lives, especially in these last days. Hallelujah. It's just so very important that we use this blood in these last days. Hallelujah. If you're going out to minister, apply the blood way in advance. If going to meet with some people, a meeting, a job interview, apply the blood. And remember, in my book, Noon, I'll talk about later on, that the hours from noon to 3 are such a powerful time to make appointments for interviews, appointments. Because remember with Elijah, how the false prophets tried to call upon their power to bring down fire from heaven, and it can never happen. From noon to 3 p.m., so the enemy was bound up during that time. It's a special time to make appointments from noon to 3. And we'll talk more about the book later. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And number seven, the blood enables and enhances our communion with the Father. In 1 Corinthians 10:16 and Ephesians 2:13. Enhances our communion and our fellowship with the Father. And number eight, the blood sanctifies and sets us apart from others who are not protected and they're vulnerable. But the devil can't come near us because of the blood. Again, you have to turn your flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, and conform you to the image of Yeshua, and the devil can't come near you as you apply the blood. Hallelujah. And number 9, the blood of the winepress of the Father's wrath destroys the enemies, his enemies during the tribulation. Hallelujah. We can cover ourselves with the blood as we go into spiritual warfare. It'll give us victories, victory over our spiritual enemies. And number 10, every time the Israelites would go into battle, before they go into battle, they'd offer up a sacrifice, pointing to the blood of Yeshua, the Father's blood. They would have victory by applying, they won a victory by applying the blood. They didn't always get the victory because they were disobedient, but we can always apply the blood of the Father to any situation, any battle, and we'll get the victory. Hallelujah. And number 11, before Aaron and his sons were placed into ministry, the blood had to be sprinkled upon them in Leviticus 8, verse 23. The blood was applied to the tip of their right ear, the right thumb, and the tip of the right toe. For their ears, that they would hear the Father perfectly, and at the thumb, that they would have the power that the Father wanted to give them, and the toe, that they would have the stability. We can do the same. Hallelujah. It's just so powerful that you use the blood over every aspect of your life. And you can get this message on my website at henrywalker.org. I want to pray for you right now. Put your hand on the radio. Father, I just thank you for healing deliverance that's flowing right now. I apply the blood over every person out there, Father. Hallelujah. And the blood will never come back void as your word, Father. And I thank you and I praise you for healing and deliverance right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you some more about our ministry. This is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org, powerful messages. And also I've written 3 books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua. And my second book is called Noon, in the second edition. It has more scriptures than the first edition. It talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar and how he did things in the Word on those months, and he wants repeated in the months. But you have to know when those months start and end on the Gregorian calendar. So my website has a biblical calendar page, and you can go there and you can see up to the year 2020 when the months begins and ends, when each feast day begins and ends on the Gregorian calendar. And you can use that as a powerful asset. And also my book, Noon, I talk about the hours of the day that are mentioned in the Word, how the Father did things in those hours and how he wants to repeat them. It's so important to get that book. And my last book is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. And you can get these books by just calling me. I used to send you right to Tate Publishing, but you know, it's just a higher price, and I want to make sure you get them. So I'm just going to sell them to you at cost, which is $5 for each book. And if you don't have any, sure don't have any money, we'll just send you the books free, my wife and I. And so you can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. We'll pay the postage and just get them out to you. We just want you to be equipped in these last days. We just want to help you. And also, don't forget this broadcast is on 7:15 in the morning and 7:15 at night in case you miss it. And if you miss any of my broadcasts, you want to go back, you go to WCNO.com and click on demand and just hit the arrow on the top and go back. Hallelujah. We just the powerful message in these end times. Tell more people about it. It gets people equipped for work as they get ready for work. It just enhances the day, and it just refreshes them at night and encourages them at night. It's an encouraging broadcast that more people need to hear. So just tell people about it. We're so honored to be able to minister to you. And also, you want to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, make it out to New Life Revival, and the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. But also, my friends in the Bahamas, if you want to contact me, just go to my website, click on contact, and then if you want prayer, just give me your name, your number, and I'll call you. And we just want to help you so much because it's long distance for you. So remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but